Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Being who you really are is an act of defiance.
It's an interesting exercise that's happening in my mind at the moment where, you know, at the end of a century, often we talk about la malaise de la fin de le siècle. Just when you get there and you think everything's been done and you revolt, you question. And I feel that that's what I'm feeling from the Z generation now. It is questioning values, everything they stand for, they believe in. And it's happening. And it's greatly inspired me. Earlier on, I had decided to highlight the artisanal men's, but I had produced a ready-to-wear men. I mean, I feel so uncomfortable even using the words men's and women's, but step by step, John. Yeah, we had it in the showroom when we did the sales, and some of those pieces echoed the silhouettes that I had featured in the men's artisanal, but I didn't want to show it because I was looking forward to this collection and the idea of being able to present it in a more gender fluid way. It's quite liberating from a point of view of design. It is quite liberating. I mean, for sure, you know, it's a given, you know. Girls wear boys' suits. And I'm not trying to make girls look like boys or boys look like girls. And that's not my interest here. The idea is to try and incorporate the very concept of transformation into cutting. The idea from the artisanal, where through our exploration of nomadic glamour, and I had the surprise and the chance to come across the idea that a garment could be nomadic and the skirt was nomadic on the body and you could wear it as a cape, and then the idea of venue de cortique to cut within that skirt worn as a cape. The memory of another genre of a garment surprised me in a really good way, and I thought, wow, isn't this a kind of figurative, a physical representation of what I'm trying to say at Maison Margiela today and so many other, what we stand for, the ethics, mutiny, and the possibility that could be the beginning of maybe something where you don't have to think about the gender. It's a surprise for me, and it's really exciting. It's like, I think I sound arrogant to say, oh, it's a new garment. It's just a way of thinking that's more genderless, that's just inspired me to fit, to cut, to drape. Without thinking about those things, it's transformative. It speaks the language of Generation Z. I think of the newness of a silhouette that's like a cape, and through the memory of, I've cut a shift dress into it, further exploring it into coat dresses where I've cut the memory of a smoking jacket into it. So it's different genres that cross-pollinate the memory of, you know, a denim jacket that we all wear, cut into this new silhouette. Again, further exploring the milfoil layers and exposing the truth in other genres of garments. Appropriate the inappropriate on these little dresses where the segments are heat bonded together, like, so it's waterproof, it's like lilos. So the traditional with the non-traditional, and the finishing is really good, and it's the memory of a swimwear, which you saw in the artisanal, and we're playing with that. So we've gone further along with that. It was part of the exercise appropriating the inappropriate. But I'd never really toyed with the idea that you could have these sportive cuts or dynamics on a tweed jacket, and that it could maybe propose a new jacket. So that was really subverting. Hopefully, the exploration will take us to somewhere new. It's layers. Again, it's a cake. But I've cut the memory of a trench within it. You're reading a trench because you're seeing the outer layer, the lining. What's real, what's not real? That's what's making you jump to a trench, but it's really not a trench, it's dress. You can see through this idea from the artisanal, again, you saw the plissé stockings that we shrouded the girls in. I've expressed myself through print this time, and they're stockings that you just wear over a man's coat, and they give you that memory or that realness, that rawness, the oiliness, the urban grime. It's quite beautiful as an exploration of print. The idea, you know, the unconscious glamour. You know, when you see, you know, twin sets, and how you wrap a little cardi around you, well, just taking that idea, but doing it in a dressed in haste way with these pieces, they actually thread through the garments. I love this Bazooka Joe bubblegum pink trench. I think that's really cool. The rubberized Bazooka Joe pink trench. I just think that's really, really cool. And we produced that with Macintosh. Very subversive too. And I've intentionally tempered the colours, and more than ever rooted them in authenticity. People who have inspired me from the Z generation, Javier, for example. I mean, how major is he? He's my latest Instagram babe. Obsessed. And Javier's going to join me as one of my muses when I am styling and putting the collection together, because I think that's going to offer me a freedom. I mean, just look at the shapes he's throwing, and a natural, an attitude, an individuality, a defiance, a mutinist, is Javier at De La Blanca. Watch him. Such a cool energy. Quite amazing. My mutinist from Princess Nokia, Willow Smith, Molly Bear, Sasha Lane, Hannah Gabby, Teddy Queen Lynn. All manner of new muses with the new stagiaires that I work with as well, who I have constant contact with. We have a new gang that have just joined me on the artisanal. So I'm really looking forward to getting to know them. Conversations, energy levels, their interests, my interests, their fearlessness, their being who they really are, I find really inspiring, because for so long I couldn't be who I wanted to be. So I just have the greatest admiration. It meant so much to me to be accepted, to have friends, so I wasn't brave enough. So of course I was hiding things and not really being true to myself or authentic. It took me a long time. That's why now when I see such self-expression, it's a joy for me, and I positively encourage it. It's your life. Who wrote that book? Who wrote the rules? Because I wasn't involved in it. Amazing world we live in today. Amazing. I really love it. I mean, I'm just so happy when I see such expressions of being yourself, being happy with who you are and not being conformist, and realizing at such a young age it is your life. You make the decision. You write the book. You be who you want. You can be whoever you want and whenever you want, and don't let anyone tell you that you can't. Ever. Those labels that are used to put us all in boxes. Create the rules. Break the rules to create the rules. I went to St. Martin's. I think I must have been 17, 18. The whole world changed when I saw like-minded people in film, in graphics, and art. And that's where I started to connect, because I wasn't the only one that had those fears. I could see there were people that felt like me, that were like me. I loved it so much. I spent most of my life there. That's where I felt my most alive. Either side of that was hell. Getting there and getting home and all the rest of it was, I was not being myself. I would just negate myself, deny myself, wish I was invisible. But when I got to St. Martin's, heaven. And then taboo. Then I started serving some looks. Because taboo was the ultimate expression of being who you really wanted to be. And it was amazing. An amazing like-minded people, creative people, whether it was Lee or Trojan or George, John Mavery or the Body Map crew. I mean, that's where we went. That's where you tasted him on the door. And if you hadn't made an effort, he would hold up a mirror to your face and say, would you let you in? I am so fortunate to have experienced that at St. Martin's, really. I spent a lot of time in Soho, sometimes beyond the last bus home. I didn't mind, I'd walk. Everyone should be happy. Everyone should be who they want to be. It's your life. You shouldn't live someone else's life. It's your life. And I know many that have lost so many years in their life, and some even continue to, because they can't be true to themselves. And it's not right. It's really not right. Everyone has the right to be who they want to be. Okay, I'm using the platform of the show to express my feelings and the feelings of my mutinists. For me, at this moment, and the joy I've had in developing this first signature scent for Maison Margiela, Mutiny, has been thrilling and inspires me. And with this collection, which is co-ed, I am able to physically present all those things I'm feeling through the scent, and that this scent has a deeper meaning and value and is able to connect with mutinists all over the world.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.